With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, happy Easter, everyone. The Easter joy is overflowing, that the church could not contain her joy. And so that one day of Easter is extended to 8 days. And we call that an octave. And so that Resurrection Sunday is extended into an 8-day celebration. We do that for Easter, and we do that for Christmas. And so we have a much more elevated celebration of the Eucharist all throughout the 8 days of the octave. You will hear me chanting and singing a little more than I would in an ordinary time. That is to elevate our celebration because, like I said, of the overflowing joy of Easter and for Christmas during Christmas time. Now, in these next few days, for our first reading, we will not be reading from the Old Testament, but we will be reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles are especially that part where Luke tells us an account of the spread of the gospel because of Christ's resurrection and ascension into heaven. It's the adventures of the early church. And in the first reading today, we see this part where Peter was, for the first time, was boldly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus. Now, in his speech here, Luke tried to condense the initial theme of the first century church's proclamation about Jesus. You call that kerygma. When you hear the word kerygma, it's the proclamation of the message. And what you hear, what you heard today is a proclamation of that first primal kerygma, proclamation of the early church about Jesus. And you can see in it a pattern. They proclaim the passion, they proclaim the death, and then they proclaim the resurrection. That's initial kerygma. And we do that at Mass when we say, "Let's proclaim the mystery of our faith." Essentially, that's what we do. He suffered, died, was buried, and he will come again. Okay. Now, what is the good news in Peter's proclamation? Now, So Peter was proclaiming that Jesus suffered, died, was buried, and he rose again. Now, the resurrection that Jesus underwent and experienced through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Father's love, it brought with it the Spirit. Now, that's very significant. Because here, at the preaching of St. Peter, it was Pentecost. And so the Spirit of the Lord was poured down on everyone. Remember that the scene before this? There was tongues of fire, and there was this great wind that swept over Jerusalem. That's the coming of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is brought by Jesus Christ after his resurrection. So that's the message for all of us, that because of the Lord's resurrection, we should not be afraid, like what Jesus said, because he brings and gives the Holy Spirit as a gift of his resurrection. We all have received this. What is the significance of that? We need to remind ourselves of the story behind what St. Peter was proclaiming. You see, in the past, in the covenant at Mount Sinai, the Lord gave them the Ten Commandments, the law. Now, the Spirit was not given to them, but the law. And so, now, of course, if you don't follow the law, you fall. It's difficult to follow the law if you do not have the Spirit in you. And that's the reason why at the covenant in Sinai, they had the law, but they had no guidance from the Spirit. And so they fell. And so they worship the molten calf. You know what happened after the worship of the molten calf? Moses said, "Who wants to follow me?" And you would think that those who would choose to follow Moses will be the firstborn males. Because they were the ones saved from the angel of death, but they did not. The firstborn males, they did not. It was only the Levites who said, "We'll follow you, Moses." On that day of the rebellion of the people of God, because of their worship with molten calf, 3,000 died. You know, because Moses, you know, threw down the Ten Commandments, and there was fire, and it consumed 3,000 people. 3,000 people. It was difficult to follow the law without the gift of the Spirit. That's the debacle of that episode at the foot of Mount Sinai. Now, St. Peter here, he proclaimed the resurrection of Jesus, and he said, "All of you have been given the Spirit." 3,000 people were baptized after this proclamation. Imagine the contrast. And so, that's the good news. That's why Jesus said in Matthew, "Be not afraid, be not afraid. Be not afraid to follow the Lord, because you had been given the Spirit. You and I had been given the Spirit." It was unleashed when Jesus rose from the tomb. Glorious, victorious. And this is the joy. This is the victory that we share. The triumph that we celebrate today. Every moment of our lives, because we are a people of the resurrection.